USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's Pentagon chief is now in Afghanistan.
Looking for to get a really good feel for what's happening on the ground in Afghanistan and to talk what the way ahead may look like as well.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper talking to reporters after arriving in Afghanistan, where stalled peace talks with the Taliban have complicated the president's pledge to withdraw over 5,000 troops from that region. Esper saying he believes the U.S. can reduce its forces there without hurting the fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a bipartisan congressional delegation that's on a mission to Jordan, where they've been meeting with its president to discuss the recent Turkish invasion of northern Syria, just days after President Trump's decision to relocate U.S. troops who'd been in that region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump apparently bowing to pressure and now backing off his plans to host next summer's G7 summit at his resort in Miami. The president tweeting last night that they will no longer consider Trump National Doral as the host site after a lot of criticism from the media and Democrats. The European Union considering extending Britain's deadline to leave the EU as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was forced to send the EU a letter asking for the extension to the October 31st deadline after lawmakers yesterday voted to rule out a no-deal exit. He had a heart attack a few weeks ago, but one of the Democratic White House hopefuls has a message for his supporters.
I am back!
Bernie Sanders at a rally in Queens, New York yesterday, where he declared himself fully fit to be the President of the United States. The 2019 World Series will start Tuesday in Houston as the Astros will take on the Washington Nationals. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another horse has died at Santa Anita Racetrack in California. This time, it was a 3-year-old gelding named Satchel Paige. The horse died yesterday after breaking down during the fifth race. He was euthanized because of a racing injury. It's the 34th horse to die at Santa Anita since December 26th of last year. The Mid-Atlantic states and the Northeast will be seeing some heavy rain today because of what's left of tropical rainstorm Nestor. The storm has passed its peak, but it's still bringing a lot of rains and gusty winds to the southeast coast, and it's now moving up the way. Forecasters warning of localized flooding, especially in low-lying and poor drainage areas, and up to 3 inches of rain is predicted from the Carolinas to Delaware, and cities on the northeast coast will be seeing the rain tonight. Nestor lost intensity, but again still producing wind gusts of up to 50 miles an hour. And more now on the matchup for the 2019 World Series. As I mentioned, it's going to be between the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. That's because the Astros defeated the New York Yankees 6-4 in Game 6 last night to clinch the American League pennant. Houston hosting the Nationals for Game 1 of the series starting on Tuesday of this upcoming week. And you can always find us online, you know. Yes, check us out. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.